The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. You have a Father in heaven who loves you. You have a Father in heaven who loves you so very much that words cannot describe it except for this. God loved you while you were still his enemies and gave his son to die for you so that in Christ you could not merely become God's friends, but his dear children through your baptism into Jesus Christ. But how do we come before God, our Heavenly Father? We hear his word every time we gather for the divine service or one of our evening worship services or for a funeral. We hear God's word, and in that word, he speaks to us. We hear his word in the sermon that is preached, because if the sermon is not based upon the word of God, it's just blowing hot air. We hear God's word in the hymns that we sing. We hear God's word in the liturgy we participate in. But how do we speak to God? You get tongue-tangled when you're talking to God, or tongue-tangled? Do you find your mind wandering when you come before God in prayer? Do you find yourself praying like a little child, you know, who's just beginning to learn the English language, and you stumble, and you give it up as a lost cause because you don't feel very good at it? Well, if that's the way you feel, you aren't alone, because prayer is not a natural language for us sinners. We have to learn how to pray, and the best way to learn how to pray is to saturate yourself in the Word of God, because the Word of God contains the language of heaven. Just as a child is learns how to speak by hearing the words and sentences his or her parents speak to him, so we learn how to speak back to God by hearing and learning his word gladly. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ was a man of prayer. Particularly, this stands out in the Gospel of Luke. Luke mentions him praying something like 9 times or so in his gospel, and that's not recording all the instances where our Lord prayed. But in today's gospel reading, Jesus has been praying in a certain place. The place is unknown. It doesn't matter. And when he had finished, one of his disciples, observing him praying, said, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." Disciples are those who learn. Those who learn what is taught. And so, when this disciple says to Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," he says, "Lord, I want to learn. We want to learn what you have to teach about the mechanics of prayer, how we go about praying." And here's what Jesus said to them. When you pray, and the "you" there is plural, you know, if Jesus were a North Carolinian, he'd say, "When y'all pray, you all of you, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.'" Now, that's an abbreviated version of the Lord's Prayer, which is found in its full in the Gospel of St. Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount. This does not take place when Jesus is preaching the Sermon on the Mount or preaching anywhere. This is when he has been praying and a disciple asks him, okay, teach us to pray, please, Lord. And so Jesus again uses the basic words he used in the Sermon on the Mount. They aren't word for word, but they pretty much overlap and are pretty close to one another. But here's the thing. Jesus is not saying, when you, Fred, pray, or when you, Betty, pray, or when you, Amy, pray, say this. What he is saying is, when you, members of Mount Olive, pray, say this. Because a Christian never prays alone. A Christian never prays by him or herself. We pray in company with the whole Christian church on earth and the whole Christian church in heaven. We do not pray alone. We are united to one another through a common baptism and a common Savior and a common hope and a common calling. We do not pray alone. And thus we say, Our Father, give us, forgive us. We ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation. We pray as members of the body of Christ, as those who have been redeemed by His holy and precious blood, those who have been snatched out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of light and peace and forgiveness and salvation. Look what we pray, first of all, in this model prayer that Jesus gave and taught His disciples. We pray, Father, hallowed be Your name. May Your name be kept holy among us. We pray, may Your kingdom come to us. Your kingdom of grace and mercy and forgiveness, present in the Word and in the sacraments, present for You. Because you, just as I do, just as all human beings do, need the forgiveness of our sins. And so God sends His kingdom of grace to us right here, this very day. And it's for you. Wow, what a gift. We also pray for God to usher in His kingdom of glory at the end of the age when Christ returns, because then we won't have any earthly needs to pray about. We won't have sick friends and loved ones to pray for. We won't have to pray for strength for the dying, because sickness and death will be done away with and all will be made new when Christ ushers in His kingdom of glory. We pray, give us each day our daily bread. That can also be translated, give us daily our bread for the morrow. But we recognize God the Father is the one who gives us our daily bread. Everything we have in life, it comes to us as a gift from God. Everything that we need to support our life in this world, our body, our family, gift from God and daily bread. Our clothing, gift from God and daily bread. The home we live in, gift from God and daily bread, even if it may have taken on some water during those heavy rains yesterday. Yeah. The food we eat, the water we drink, the enjoyments we have, all these things are a gift from God and are a part of praying for daily bread. But it is no mistake, it is no oddity that the church, in its wisdom, has placed this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, as part of the service of the sacrament, where before we hear the words of institution, we pray the Lord's Prayer, asking that He give us our daily bread, the bread that we need, His body, the bread of life, His blood that we drink for the forgiveness of our sins. That's the bread that we really need. All earthly meals, all earthly provisions will pass away, but the forgiveness and mercy and grace of God in Christ Jesus are forever. And forgive us our sins. Hey, any sinners here? Are there any out there? If you are, would you raise your hand so you can be identified and so we can turn upon you and go, sinner, sinner. Hey, we're all sinners here. We're united by that, but most importantly, we are united by the blood of Christ and the forgiveness of sins. We, each of us, enjoy, and that has bound us together as a congregation of Christ. So we forgive others' sins just as God in Christ has forgiven us, because you know what? We're all in this together. And lead us not into temptation, which is to ask, Lord, when we as a congregation are tempted, or when I as a person am tempted, give me the strength and the grace to resist the temptation by turning to you and your mercy and love in Christ. Then Jesus tells a little story, and the story begins like this. Hey! Friend, I have a friend who arrived at midnight on a journey, and I don't have anything to give him. Can I have 3 loaves of bread? Hello? Hello? The window opens. This tousled head comes out of the window. And he says, "Don't bother me. It's midnight. The door's now shut. My children are with me in bed. I am not going to rise up and give you anything." Slam go the windows. Shut. Hello? Hello? Really, I have a friend, and hospitality dictates that I provide for that friend. Give him something to eat. Please, 3 loaves of bread, that's all I'm asking. And we can imagine what this fellow says. Shut the blank up. We're trying to sleep in here. If I get up, I'll wake up all the children. Go away. Don't bother me anymore. Hello? Hello? Jesus says, even though he is not going to rise, not going to give up and give him anything because he's his friend, yet because of his impudence, because of his shamelessness, because he keeps on pounding at the door, he's going to rise and he's going to give him whatever he needs just to shut him up and get him off his back. So off he goes to entertain his guest with those 3 loaves of bread and a sore, bruised fist from where he pounded on the door. And what's the point Jesus is making there? It's this. Your heavenly Father is not like the man in the house who is asleep with the door shut and secured. Your heavenly Father is not like that at all, because he loves you. He has washed you of all of your sin. He has given you life eternal in the gospel. You are his dear children, and you are with him. So you don't need to go pounding on the door of his house, because guess what? That door has already been opened by Jesus, by his death and resurrection. And as Paul writes in Romans 5, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. You have obtained access to a loving, kind, merciful Heavenly Father through his grace in Jesus Christ. And this God hears you not because of your impudence, not because of your shamelessness in praying, but because Christ died for you and was raised again for you. And the way to heaven, the way to the Heavenly Father is open. Christ is the door, the open door through which you enter. So Jesus then goes on to say, I tell you, here, listen, ask, keep asking, it will be given to you. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and it will be open to you for everyone. And here he's talking about believers. Everyone who keeps asking receives. And the one who keeps seeking will find. And to the one who keeps knocking, it will be opened. Now, that does not mean that we ask God for anything that we want and can expect to receive it. I may want a thermonuclear device to play around with in my basement. Now, I may pray fervently to God to give me that, but he's not going to do it. But in times of weakness, in times of trial, in times of temptation, in times of stress, when I seem overwhelmed by the impediments to faith or the tribulations of life, I can ask God to give me the Holy Spirit, and he will do so abundantly. Why? Because it is the Holy Spirit working through the means of grace who gives us that saving faith in Christ. It is the Holy Spirit who calls us out of the death of unbelief and raises us to new life of Christ in our baptism. God wants his people to have the Holy Spirit because he wants his people to continue to believe in him as a God of mercy and love and kindness and redemption, even when life's circumstances seem to deny that. God does it. That's why we have the gospel. That's why we have preaching. That's why we have confession and absolution. That's why we have the Lord's Supper. Because here, the door is open. The door to God and his mercy and his help. Here, we have access to our Heavenly Father. Through grace, the grace in which we stand in our holy baptism, here, God gives us what we need, not merely for our life in this present world, but for our life eternal. So, pray impudently, pray shamelessly, come before God, Luther says, with all boldness and confidence, because that's what he calls you, invites you to do. You don't need to come to him thinking, oh, he's reluctant to hear me, he's too busy, I'm just one person, why would he bother with me? Remember, you come to him in the company of the whole Christian church. He is concerned about you because he is concerned about his church. You come to him as one of the multitude of his heavenly children, his dear children, whom he loves. And he always has time for you because you are in Christ. And God loves you and cares for you deeply because of that fact. So give us this day our daily bread, and let's hightail it to the altar, because there that daily bread, Christ in his body and his blood, is given to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.